Welcome back to Authentically Us. Today is Sunday, February 6th, 2022. So I recently got over COVID-19. I had it for most of the month of January. I thought it would be interesting and maybe helpful if I talked about it on the show. So this episode is titled Getting Over COVID. Yes, so we are in the month of February now, the second month of the year 2022. Happy Black History Month to all of you. I had a nice weekend. My younger sister and her husband and my nephew drove up from Orlando, and they spent the weekend here. Friday night, we all went out for dinner, and last night, we had seafood here at the house. And this afternoon, we spent some time together, too, before they headed back home. And I hope that your weekend was nice as well. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at AuthenticallyUsPodcast. You can email us at AuthenticallyUsPodcast@gmail.com. My Instagram page is Lene8199, and my YouTube channel is Lene Marie. I'm trying to raise money to start doing electrolysis again, so if you'd like to support me in that, I do have a GoFundMe campaign running right now, or you can support me on Venmo, too. My Venmo name is @Lene8199. Thank you very much, and I appreciate all of you who would be willing to help out with something. Thank you. So I believe that I got COVID while I was in Mississippi for my aunt's funeral last month. That first week when I returned back to Florida, I noticed that I wasn't feeling well. So first thing I would like to mention that I am fully unvaccinated at this time. I haven't received any of the vaccines. Maybe I will in the future. I don't know. So I did have COVID for most of the month of January. I wasn't feeling well that first week, but I did not feel nearly as bad as I thought I would with COVID. It felt more like a head cold, or that I was coming down with a cold. While we were driving back to Florida from Mississippi, I took something because I had a headache, and I felt better afterwards. It wasn't until the following afternoon, that Tuesday, that I began to feel as though I was coming down with a cold. I thought the change in climate may have brought this on. I felt as though I was getting worse after taking cold medicine. So the next morning, my throat felt sore whenever I would cough or try to cough. I was still able to go about my normal daily routine. But the following day, after walking a half a mile around the baseball field track that's not too far from where I live, I felt like I couldn't go around a second time. And that was very strange because I can usually go around at least four times. My body was beginning to ache, and I felt chills. All that I wanted to do that evening was get into bed and look at TV for a little while. Until I fell asleep. The weather was beginning to cool down also, and we were having overnight lows in the 30s and 40s, and daytime highs in the 50s and 60s. And here on the East Coast, it's not as dry as it is out west, so 50 degrees in Colorado feels more like 60 degrees here in Florida. But after feeling sick for a few days, I went to get tested on Friday, January 14th. My test results came back positive 2 days later. I was stunned at the fact that I tested positive for COVID-19. Under the impression that I would have felt a lot worse if I had COVID. I thought that it was only the common cold that I had. But honestly, I didn't feel that bad. I've had colds in the past where I felt worst. I never had a temperature over 98 degrees Fahrenheit. I didn't lose my appetite or sense of taste and smell. I did stop craving coffee in the mornings. Also, that first week, I did experience some nausea. I threw up 3 times during that first week. I am asthmatic, but I never had respiratory problems while I had COVID. During week 2, I felt like I was getting over a cold. I would always notice a strange smell when I would go outside after being indoors for a while, or going indoors after being outdoors for a while. I can't really describe the smell, but it smelled like I had a cold, or that I was getting over one. Occasionally, I would cough up something, but my cough was never bad. One Sunday, I made chicken noodle soup, and I felt a lot better after having some. That first spoonful made a big difference. But after a while, you know, I still felt like I was sick and getting over a cold. So I took another test on Monday, January 24th, 10 days after testing positive the first time. I felt like I was getting better, but unfortunately, I tested positive a second time. And my 12-year-old nephew received the first 2 COVID shots, and he tested positive a couple days after I did, back on January 14th. And he tested negative around the same time I tested positive a second time. And my older sister, who's fully vaccinated, did not catch COVID from either of us. And she was around her son a lot before he tested positive. Then he had to quarantine in his room for about 10 days. He felt a little worse than I did. I think he did have a temperature that first week. Meanwhile, my parents were still out of town in Mississippi. They couldn't come back to Florida until I tested negative. I used my dad's neti pot the night before and the morning of my test. The neti pot, it's a nasal irrigation system that usually clears out your nasal passages if you have anything remaining in there from COVID, for example. Neti is spelled N-E-T-I. And you can find neti pots at your local drugstore, Walgreens, Target, CVS. So on Friday, January 28th, I took another COVID test. I hadn't heard back from them that Monday. So my mother convinced me to drive back to the testing site to ask them about my test results. And I found out that they had sent the results to an email address that I rarely use, because that was the one that I gave them for some reason. It's similar to my main email address. That's how I got him confused, I guess. He told me that he emailed the results to me last Friday. Then he told me that I tested negative and emailed the results to me again a second time. But as of right now, I feel okay. This past week, or the last week, I usually wake up in the mornings with a cough. So things are still coming up, but overall I do feel a lot better. And I no longer smell the strange smell that I was smelling while I was sick. Pretty much able to go about my normal routine. You know, I can go around the track a few times and ride my bike and still be active. But my asthma is flaring up a little more than it had before. The whole time I had COVID, I didn't need my inhaler at all. But it seems like I need it more now than I did before. Hopefully, I'll no longer have the occasional wheezing and shortness of breath. But I bought more cough drops yesterday, so hopefully that will take care of my cough. It's not a bad cough, but it's usually in the mornings as I'm waking up. We've learned a lot of new things about COVID-19 over the last year or so. I've come to the conclusion that we're all bound to get it eventually. I don't think it's something that we can completely avoid for the rest of our lives. Or maybe some of us will never have it. We know now that you can still contract and spread COVID, even if you are vaccinated. Maybe the vaccines do offer some protection, but no one really knows how much protection. It's still in its experimental phase. While we were in Mississippi for my aunt's funeral, that evening before we left, we went to my grandfather's house to pay him a visit, and I made a video of him advising me to get vaccinated. I posted it on Instagram and I think TikTok. I thought it was kind of funny, and strangely enough, I ended up catching COVID a couple days later. Here it is.
Nope. I haven't. I'm unjabbed.
You ain't been vaccinated?
No.
What?
Not ready.
You better get ready, then.
I don't know. I'm just not ready. I'm not quite sold on that.
Oh, no.
The
teacher came out yesterday and
said, listen, yeah. It's just too early for me. Yeah.
You ain't too early for your kids, though.
That's what I'm afraid of.
All these poor kids, you ain't too early for your kids.
Yeah.
Your granddad tell you the truth now. You may not agree with it.
Yeah, John,
yes, sir.
And that was my grandfather. He was right. It's never too early to catch COVID. But I could have gotten COVID with or without the jab. That has also proven to be true. Sanitizing does help, but over-sanitizing can weaken your immune system and make us more susceptible to getting sick. Even though COVID is a virus that can be fatal, it has a 99% survival rate, especially if you're in good health with little or no pre-existing conditions. Mainstream media has instilled fear in a lot of people, sadly. And the censorship has gotten way out of control. We no longer have free speech. A lot of our older population are persuaded by the mainstream media. A lot of them, not all, but a lot of them do not seek out grassroots media outlets that are not known for promoting propaganda, not as often at least. But we're 2 years into the pandemic. I don't think COVID's going away. I'm not against vaccines, and I'm not against people wearing masks if they feel that it's necessary. I do not support vaccine mandates. I believe that that's a personal healthcare decision that the individual should make, not our government. The whole time that I had COVID, I never felt as though I needed to go to the hospital. The worst I felt was over a period of 48 hours. That was my lowest point during that first week when all I wanted to do was stay in bed that evening, or when I could only walk around the track once. Other than that, you know, I didn't feel really bad, like I was going to need to go to the hospital for anything. But this is my experience with COVID-19. I'm not downplaying COVID-19. Nor am I saying that everyone else's recovery will be anything like mine. I'm not a doctor. Most likely, I have the Omicron variant. And they say that that one is not as severe as the Delta variant. I do still wear a mask whenever I go out. And it's mainly because I'm dysphoric about the hair that I still grow on my face in certain areas. I shave about once a week, but even shaving gives me dysphoria. If that weren't the case, I probably wouldn't wear my mask as often as I do, unless I'm in crowded areas where I can't social distance from other people. So to wrap things up, I would like to encourage all of you to continue to take care of yourselves and to stay well. Take care of your physical and your mental health. Very important. It's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Our time is now. Let's change the world.